the rugby ball. It was William Gilbert, a boot and shoe manufacturer in the town of Rugby, who is credited with the making of the earliest rugby balls to be used in the school football game at the beginning of the 19th century. It was made of leather sewn around a pig's bladder, which gave the ball its distinctive oval shape. Another rugby town ball maker, Richard Lyndon, is credited with the invention of the rubber bladder and the brass hand pump. The cap. The schoolhouse team of 1839 wore red velvet caps during a match attended by the Dowager, Queen Adelaide. The velvet cap became a sign of attainment at rugby school and was adopted as such by English, Scottish, Welsh and Irish clubs and then by the unions who award them to players after their first international. France award an international cap after three appearances for the country, and the IRB awards caps to the players who play in the Rugby World Cup Finals tournament, half-time change. In the first foreign 20-a-side match played by rugby school on the 16th of November 1867, the school 20 captained by H.W. Badger played A.C. Harrison Esquire S20 on the close. After 30 minutes the teams changed ends to allow the visitors an equal share of the strong southwesterly wind. It is believed that this is the origin of half-time and players changing ends after the interval.